What's up, everybody? It is Big Foodies time. Episode number 4 now?
Five?
Is this what? Five? There's five of these?
I didn't think we'd get this.
We got five now.
Honestly, this might be the most committed to anything I've been in a long, long time.
Same.
Yeah.
We are the Big Foodies. I am Biggie. This is Matt. This is BB Shea, Barrett, otherwise.
What's going on?
And episode 5 of Big Foodies. Here we are. Now, I have to say, first off, thank you all for supporting this. The feedback has been unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the views, the subscriptions. Thank you for the support, first off.
Definitely.
Now, we have read through some of your comments, and we wanted to address a few things before we got started with today's episode. One, if you're looking over my shoulder, you'll probably notice there's a sign there. Because Big Foodies has its first sponsor.
Let's go.
That's right. Our friends at Marco's Pizza is Big Foodies' very first sponsor.
Your friends at Marco's.
Yes. Now,
I'm going to say,
let's just be honest here. I also work at Marco's Pizza part-time.
We had an insight.
Yes. And they had watched some Big Foodies episodes and wanted to be a part of it. And I was very grateful for that.
Yeah.
So they are going to be, they are the, I believe we're going to call it the... Biggie's Kitchen Marco's Studio.
Yeah, that works.
It's a mouthful. That works.
Biggie's Kitchen Studio, sponsored by Marco's. So thank you to Marco's Pizza.
It works.
And now one other thing. We've added someone to the show because, frankly, you all kept commenting about it. And that is my kitchen sink. More specifically, the kitchen faucet. We're going to call her Fossy.
This is Fossy.
Yep, because we, frankly, here at the Biggie's Marco's Kitchen Studios, cannot figure out a way to get her out of the shot.
Yep.
So instead, we're just going to embrace her.
Yep.
So let's all welcome Fossy to the studio officially,
yeah.
Although she's made some cameos in the first couple episodes.
She's here to stay. She's
absolutely
here to stay.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get right to today now. We have decided to jump into the world of the wing world, but what we want to focus on today is your pizza, your national chain pizza wings.
Mm-hmm.
So you call up, you order a pizza. A lot of times, I mean, you get wings with it. It's just the thing to do. So we're sticking to, I'd say, the big guys today.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have Papa John's wings, we have Domino's wings, we have Marco's wings. We have, I believe this is Pizza Hut Wings, mm-hmm. which is, they have their own thing, right? It's called Wing Street.
Wing Street, yeah.
Okay.
So it's a separate thing.
And then we also just went ahead and threw in the Little Caesars Wings, which
yep.
I did not know Little Caesars had wings.
I didn't know either.
I was pleasantly surprised.
Kind of excited to try
yeah.
those.
Yeah. We stuck with just buffalo. We're not going to dip it in anything. Mm-hmm. This is just a straight up buffalo wing. So I say we just... jump right in. Barrett, you want to open Papa John's first?
Papa John's first?
Let's go.
Now, also, in full disclosure, I used to work at Papa John's when I was a younger man.
There you go.
So,
no discrimination.
How do these look?
They look really good. Very saucy. A lot of sauce on
these.
It's
a saucy wing.
Yeah.
For real.
Kind of small. Look, they look grilled. They look fried.
Yeah, I'm actually going to say, I don't think... I'm just going to grab this one. I don't think any of these wings are fried. Working at a pizza place, I can tell you... that most of your national chain pizza places don't have a fryer in them for the most part.
Interesting.
So everything is just going to be cooked through the oven, basically. Now, the wings are normally pre-cooked, obviously, off-site, and then you just toss them in the oven, warm them up.
Right.
Now, this, we didn't do anything special. We didn't tell them well done or anything. This is just straight through the oven wing.
Yeah. Nice, juicy, saucy.
There's a lot of sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a whole lot of heat right away. I'm getting a little more now.
Yeah. Now, I, for one, the sauce is really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's very
good. I like
nice
the sauce. It's a little soft to me. I don't like a soft skin.
Mm-hmm. Kind of. Yeah, because I don't want to say chewy, because it's not chewy.
No, it's not chewy.
I like the
yeah.
soft.
Okay.
Where you go right through to the meat.
Okay.
It's got a little bit of kick to it, the sauce does.
Afterwards,
right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It kind of stays around.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't overpower you right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, it just sits there and marinates on you.
Yeah.
But
I like a sauced wing, though. That's a good amount of sauce on a wing.
Plenty of sauce. I'm a fan.
At least your finger's messy.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. So we'll stay with Papa John's as number one so far.
Sauces. I like the sauce, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
Okay.
They're not skimping on the sauce.
Yeah.
Let's do, let's try this Pizza Hut.
You want to do Pizza Hut?
This Wing Street.
Pretty cool box, too. I like that.
These don't look as spicy.
No.
Whereas,
the other ones look
Papa
like
Papa John's looks spicy.
Yeah.
This looks...
It looks sweet.
Yeah, this looks sweet.
Almost looks a little barbecue-y.
Yeah, it
does.
Yeah.
This was just their standard...
Now, that is a big wing. I'm going to say that. That's a much bigger wing than what we... At least flat-wise.
Much.
That we just had.
It's not had one.
All right. Got it.
And there's a lot of extra sauce, but it seems to be mostly sticking to the wing. There's not a whole lot of...
Now, this feels fried.
It does feel fried.
Maybe Pizza Hut does fry theirs.
It does.
Now, classic wing question. Are you guys flat guys or drum guys?
I prefer a drum.
I'm a flat. I like a flat.
I loved drums when I was younger, but I have learned to appreciate the flat. Mm. I'm a flat guy now.
Can you do that thing where you stick the whole thing in your mouth? And
I do. I'm trying to do that right now.
That's what she said.
This tastes fried to me.
Yeah, that's a fried wing.
This is fried.
This is a good wing. Wow.
It's a big wing. With a lot of size to it.
That is. It's cooked. Say this, it's cooked really nicely too. It's not...
Because the frying is what gives it that nice texture and crunch on the skin. And it's really tender.
Now, I don't know if this is just because Pizza Hut has their own wing thing. But that's comparable to a wing spot. Like, if you go to a place you'll get
that
wings.
Is,
that's,
yeah.
That's a very, very solid wing for a
cheap that
pizza
is.
Place.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm picking up a lot of buffalo, though.
No.
No.
I'm not... If that's their buffalo, that's... That's like a sweet buffalo.
Yeah.
It's very sweet. There's no spice at all.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't hit you at all. Mm-hmm. I do like that it is fried and crispy. That is good.
So
it's a good wing.
How do you compare this to the Papa John's?
I like Papa John's sauce a lot better. I like their wing better. I would put it ahead of Papa John's.
Yeah. I think Pizza Hut's wing is a lot better. Papa John's was good, but I think Pizza Hut's better.
To me, if you put that sauce...
You'll go over it.
If you put that... Papa John's sauce on that wing.
Oh,
yeah.
I think you're
you got a winner.
In a different world.
Definitely. You got a winner. Which one next?
Let's do Domino's.
All right.
I'll open that box.
Now, Domino's, their presentation seems more elaborate.
Yes.
Like, it's a bigger box. They've got the paper in there so it doesn't seep through to the box. Papa John's is just the foil, and everything else is the plastic container.
Okay.
All right. Now, these definitely, I'll hold, if we want to hold up a little picture here. Or a little view. I know we'll have some pictures with it too. The this definitely looks like a standard buffalo wing.
Yeah, it does.
The sauce looks like a buffalo sauce. Was there even any sauce in the bottom of the Pizza Hut?
Very little.
Very little. Yeah.
It was, but it was that. It looked that sweet looking. This at least has that buffalo dark, burnt orange tint to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think the Papa John's sauce actually looked more red.
It did.
Yeah.
And this has more of that burnt orange look.
Small wing.
Definitely a smaller wing. I think Pizza Hut kind of tried to make it a point to be a wing, different wing.
I think that might be why they call it Wing Street.
Yeah. Again, we're just reviewing national wing, or you know, the national pizza place's wings.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely feel free to drop your favorite wings place in the comments for sure. Let us know.
And we're just doing their standard buffalo flavor.
Yeah.
So some of them might have like a honey barbecue or...
Yeah, lots of them now have many different... I'll tell you what, like Marco's, because I do work there.
Uh-huh.
We have a sweet chili wing that is really good. Mm. Sweet chili sauce. I've
seen a lot of garlic parmesan on a lot of menus now.
I am not a garlic parmesan guy.
At all?
Throw it out the window. I feel like that... I don't know. I've never liked that combo.
Okay.
Man, it's good.
Something about it, just... I don't know. I've never cared for it.
So good.
I like the sweet sauce on wings, but there's something about there's something about the spicy classic taste of that buffalo on wings.
Yeah.
You just can't beat it.
This tastes kind of sweet and smoky.
Yeah.
It's that soft wing like you were talking about with the Papa John's wing, which I would prefer a little bit more crunch and crisp. But it's not as hot. The Papa John's wing still is the hottest wing.
By far.
But it's a little smoky to me.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I definitely agree. Papa John's, the sauce was just a little bit more, got right to it. That's not a bad wing. It's not my favorite.
It's not. No. You know what this to me is? This is an add-on wing. Like, if you're having a group of people over and you want to get something besides just pizza, you throw this on. It's not a memorable wing. It's here.
Yeah.
It's a win for wing's sake.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, none of the, this is not going to attract me. And oh, I'm really looking for pizza. I'm going to pick them because their wing is so good.
And, of course, every wing is different, but mine I got was really fatty.
It was.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about, like, that's one thing, too. It wasn't a, to me, it wasn't the lot of chicken to me, a lot of skin.
No.
So I'd rank that below.
I'd put that at the bottom
right now. That's at the bottom so far.
Yeah.
So next up, we're going to do the Little Caesars wings. This is the Caesar style. Which is just straight up buffalo.
Okay.
These really intrigue me.
I don't really know.
The custom box, too, with Little Caesars. Yeah, fancy.
Did they seem, let me ask this, did they seem surprised you ordered wings?
Well, I walked in.
You want what?
When I walked in, I ordered online.
Were they surprised you walked in?
I walked in, and the lady at the counter goes, takeout, right? Or online? And I said, yeah. She goes, he's getting it for you. So I guess I'm the only person that ordered online. He just walked out with the box and says, here you go, man. Well, he's shaking the sauce in it, too.
Well, you know why? Because at least when I've gotten Little Caesars pizza, at least where I go, there's a drive-up. Or you just walk in, you're like, just here's my $5. Give me my pizza.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. It looks similar to the Domino's wing.
Okay.
Very similar to the Domino's wing.
Definitely size-wise, I have to give it to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
I mean, those are some big wings.
It's a tiny wing.
It's a nub.
It's a tiny wing. It's a bone-in nugget.
Yeah.
Bone-in nugget.
I'm going to choke on his bone.
Okay. You know what? I don't hate this.
No.
Really?
There don't get much meat on it, but
no.
I don't hate the sauce.
You're going to need to order a lot of them because you're right. There's not a whole lot of meat.
No.
But the sauce is good. It's not overwhelmingly spicy, and the spice slowly builds on you.
I'm going to try a flat.
But you know what? I think this is the, other than the Papa John's was the hottest so far that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
This is the next hottest wing.
Yeah.
And it was their standard mild buffalo.
You know what it needs? It needs more sauce. Although now I taste the sauce, I get a little heavy salt flavor.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I'm starting to wonder? You know how, like, as time goes on, chicken wings get bigger and bigger?
Yeah.
I feel like that's what a chicken wing size is supposed to be. I feel like they just don't use a hormone.
That just looks like a... Yeah. It looks like there's no meat on this.
No, really.
It looks like it's a deep-fried bone.
No, but yeah, Biggie's right. It is really good. It has a good flavor. It's just...
So you're saying the chickens are like, this is the actual size.
Exactly.
You should be eating.
No hormones, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The sauce is good. They need more meat.
Mm-hmm.
But
a bigger wing would make that better.
See, my thing is, and I don't know if we all remember what the cost is. If these were expensive, I wouldn't order them.
No.
Because you don't get anything for them.
I think this was like $6.
Okay, so that's $1 a wing. That's a little pricey to me for that wing.
Yeah,
I agree.
Not terrible.
No, it's a good flavor.
Yeah.
Going based on flavor, it's good. Based on what you're getting, it's too small.
Again, a baked wing.
I mean, look at the difference in the size of these bones.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the bones for the first three are much bigger, and these look like little babies.
Mm-hmm. So here's my deal with this. Now we can argue about ranking as we go down.
Mm-hmm.
I would still put those above Domino's.
Yes.
I would put those above Domino's just for the fact that sauce is better. The Domino's sauce is just kind of sitting there.
Yeah.
I really like the Papa John's sauce.
Yeah.
But I would still put Domino's on the bottom. And maybe I did just grab a bad wing, but that was not the one.
So we say below Papa John's, above Domino's?
Yeah, that gets my vote.
I would flavor-wise prefer that to a Papa John's, but I feel like I'm getting more for my money with Papa John's. So we'll go with that. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Last but not least, we got Marco's.
Marco's wings.
Dang.
These look great.
That's a really good size wing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give it a shot
there. These are standard buffalo?
These are just the standard buffalo. Again, these are baked. The big difference to me is the fried.
They look more cooked.
These are, yes. I can't give insider secrets, but. You don't get a ton of heat. Good.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like a little bit more sauce on there.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more sauce would be good.
To me, the sauce is a little, it is buffalo. It's not heavy buffalo, though.
Mm-hmm. It's not super spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can eat a bunch of those and not feel it. Whereas with Little Caesars and Papa John's, I'm feeling spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Definitely a meatier wing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which I like about that.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you're getting your money's worth.
Yeah.
I can tell it's been cooked a little bit more than some of these others. I feel like even though it's a softer wing, you can tell that it's been maybe cooked more than once to give it a little more texture. It's not fried.
Yeah.
And fried is always the way to go with a wing or smoked or something like
yeah.
that because of the depth of flavor. But as far as baked, you can tell it's been baked nicely.
It's got a good color to it, too. Nice.
I
yeah.
wonder.
Crispy edges.
You know, I'll try to run through some of this sauce here.
For a lot of national pizza chains, you know what I think it boils down to?
Mm.
You can't have a real spicy buffalo wing.
You're right.
Because you have to walk that fine line to appeal to everybody.
Yeah.
So that's why you order from your local joints. I mean, they can probably be like, we have the hottest hot hot.
Right. And they may, I mean, most of these probably have a spicier wing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was just a mild.
And of course, with sauce-wise, it all depends on who's putting your sauce on.
Mm-hmm.
If you like sauce, like clearly we are sauce guys,
yeah.
I would recommend saying, hit those bad boys with some extra sauce.
Yeah. Now,
yeah,
after
sure.
running it through with some more sauce, that, yeah, I like that sauce. That
mm-hmm.
sauce is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I got a lot of different flavor there.
Well.
So what are we thinking for our final rankings here?
We
can organize them by chicken bone.
I definitely think that Pizza Hut is the top.
To me,
it
is.
I don't think you can get better than that.
I think that's pretty consensus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would put this number two off size and flavor. I would definitely go Marco's number two.
I would put them just based, because I'm, like I said, a size to me matters as far as the chicken wings goes. I think that goes number two to me. I'm shocked. Let me say this. I'm shocked by the Pizza Hut wing.
Yes,
yeah,
shocked.
That's...
I didn't expect
stunned,
that.
Stunned, actually.
Left, by the way.
Oh, there's three left.
There you go, yeah.
Perfect.
Some three jokes.
I am stunned, and I guess maybe Pizza Hut probably obviously put a little more effort into changing their wing menu.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And putting in a fried, I guess putting in fryers.
It's kind of like an Asian flavor to it. Not to realize
right.
it.
Are you sure you ordered buffalo? No, I saw you order buffalo. That was wow.
You watched me.
Yeah.
You're right. No, you're right. This is definitely, there's a little tinge of, maybe they throw some soy sauce in there, some
maybe.
Kind of sesame oil.
God, that's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mmm. Could be whatever oil they're frying in.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. It's a good wing.
Well, I would rank that my number one.
That's a one. That's a
to
one
me,
for sure.
Marco's goes two based on size and sauce, but I would say if you get a Marco's wing, ask for extra sauce.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then I think, consensus-wise, you guys want to go Papa John's three?
Yeah, their sauce. To me, I think that might be my favorite sauce.
The spiciest of the wings.
Yes,
for
by
sure.
far. The sauce to me, but Domino's and them, it's all the wing size and the wing.
Yeah.
It's just a typical pizza wing, but Papa John's has a better sauce.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely Papa John's number three.
I would put Little Caesars above Papa John's personally,
yeah.
but I'll cede.
Okay. All right.
So we'll go three. Little Caesars four.
I will say, if Little Caesars
for
had
the
a little bit bigger wings,
yeah.
they'd probably
yeah.
be top. They'd probably be in the top three.
Yeah,
yeah. they would be very close
but
to the market
yeah.
because
yeah.
they need to be bigger.
But
yeah,
those
are
just
very
tiny,
small.
Tiny.
I mean,
wings.
You can even tell just based on the container. Like we got the same number.
That's
of
true.
Pizza Hut wings as
we did with
Little
that,
Caesars,
yeah.
and it's just so much smaller
exactly.
the container. So, and then unfortunately, Domino's. Not that we are probably not still going to eat these.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't get it wrong.
We are still going to eat these wings.
Well, they got the three menu items for $5.99 each.
Yeah.
Great
yeah.
deal. And, you know, when you get a pizza, this, and a dessert or something, great deal. But when it comes to the rest of them,
I just think that, like I said, to me, that's an add-on.
Yeah.
That's a you have people over, and somebody's like, get some wings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, well, give me an order of wings just to make that person happy.
If you've got one person who really wants wings and one person that really wants pizza and the person that wants pizza is like, eh.
Yeah.
I say go with Pizza Hut or a Marco's.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
There we go.
All right. Well, there is our, I'd say, national chain wing rankings.
Yep.
Well done, guys. We are going to do something new thanks to our friends at Marco's. our very first sponsor of the Big Foodies podcast. Mm-hmm. We're going to give away a free pizza right now, actually. So here's how we're going to do it. We're going to do it different each week. This week, it's going to be a random YouTube subscriber. So go subscribe to us on YouTube, and maybe you'll be getting an email from us. You'll get a free Marco's pizza.
There we go.
Nice.
That's it. Sorry, I'm over here burping.
Get that wing burp.
It's that Diet Pepsi and wing mix.
Delicious.
What a combo.
Delicious.
That's all for now. Thank you guys. Of course, subscribe to us on YouTube, Facebook. We're even on the Instagram
that's
now.
It.
I mean, everywhere you can find, we're there. We are the Big Foodies, and we'll see you next time.